Good morning.
Oh, that was the perfect song to go into this segment about boobs and butts.
God, no, I don't know.
Good morning, The Blake Show with Kelly and Todd. By the way, brand new Blown Off this time tomorrow. Great first date. Now you're getting blown off. Can't figure out what's going on. We get you both on the phone and see if we can, well, at least figure out what happened.
Yeah.
And maybe see if another date is in order or if it's time to say, bye. Blown Off tomorrow morning, right around 7:05, we get into that on The Blake Show on Coast 93.1. And if it's ever happening to you, go to Coast93.1.com. So, well, what do you want to talk first, boobs or butts?
I don't know. Pick your poison.
Well, it's boob squishing day, right?
It's boob squishing day, which is a reminder to all the ladies out there. I do a yearly mammogram. I think we have to do it after 40. I'm 42.
Yeah, well, some women earlier, right? If you have that gene, the BRCA something gene, I think.
Yeah, there's always a reason. There's definitely reasons that you would have to earlier, but I luckily have not. I've always had a... like a clean one. I don't know really what the
clean one.
I don't know. Like
as opposed to a dirty one.
Like a all go. Like I'll go. Move ahead. See you next year.
What was that gesture?
Like a
okay.
Like a thumbs up and up and up.
Okay.
Like ready to go.
No, that's
you.
For the other appointment, but we'll get to that.
God. Yeah. Can I just say, holy doctor's appointments. This is why I don't go to a doctor.
No, but this is good.
All the tests.
Right, but then you're gonna feel better and you're gonna figure out what's going on instead of not knowing and just being in pain all the time. That was no good.
In 42 years, I've never had an ultrasound, a CAT scan. I'm like, good God. Yeah. Anywho.
Well, and you always rag on your dad for not going to the doctor, and then apple doesn't fall far from the tree.
I know. So I'm going today for my mammogram, and you know, I woke up this morning getting dressed and was like, what should I wear to impress my mammogram technician? Yeah.
What did you decide on?
Well,
I mean, I can only see your outside outfit.
I went with a nice t-shirt and some high-waisted leggings to suck in the gut.
Oh.
You know, because I want to put on a show for her.
Because you're going to be whipping that stuff off on the top, right?
Well, you're just literally... I just hope whoever I have today is great. Everyone who I've had leading up to this has always been awesome, and I feel very comfortable.
Yeah.
It is so uncomfortable to walk into this place, and you're literally top, like, naked. Like,
is
there
always
nothing.
A woman, too? Have you ever
you
had
know
a
what?
Guy?
No, and I don't want a guy.
Okay, yeah.
I don't want a guy.
I wonder if they give you the option. Like, is there, like, a little box you check? Do you want...
No,
is it just
I
always
mean,
women?
I'm going to get who I get, but that's a good question.
You know? 79 Coast. Maybe someone knows the answer to that. 792-6278. Do you ever have a guy do your mammogram? I mean, it's a medical thing. It doesn't matter, but I would
but
imagine.
But it matters. Like, and let's be honest. If it's a guy, he better be a gay guy who doesn't care.
Right.
Like, that's like, the thing.
All right, honey. Ta-ta one. That's...
See, that I'll be, like, fine with. But I don't, like, you know, I don't want anyone being like, oh, check out the fun bags on that hose hound. Like, I don't want that happening
okay.
today.
I think that we could assume that the medical community is a little bit more professional than that. They'd say something more like, wow, look at those bazoongas.
Mama.
Yeah. I don't
something
think they
like
would
that.
Say hose hound.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's a very awkward thing. But, you know, here we go. We have these are the things. We get older, we're going to get this uncomfortable stuff.
And it's a good reminder if you haven't booked yours. You know, the pandemic has set a lot of people back on appointments and stuff. And you kind of go, well, skip mine this year. And you don't want to make it the year that they find something that you skip. You
right,
know?
Exactly. Yeah. So if they find something, find it early. So, ladies, make your appointment.
So before we get to the other real fun appointment that Kel's got coming up, let me see if we have any. Hi, good morning. Who's this?
Hi, it's Allie.
Allie, okay. Men and mammograms.
No, it doesn't happen.
It doesn't happen.
Interesting.
Okay. It's always women.
And also, it's either a mammographer or mammotechnologist.
Oh, the mammographer or a mammotechnologist. And what's the difference? Or that's the same name for the same person.
So, yeah. But so she said technician. That's a very old-fashioned term.
Oh, well.
Oh, is that insulting?
I guess you could say it is a little. Yeah. Oh,
okay. Is that the equivalent of saying a stewardess?
Yes, exactly.
Okay.
Okay, I got you.
Okay.
Okay. So a mammotechnologist or a mammographer.
Mammographer.
Yes. Okay.
Can I just say like the nurse or like but I'm going to say nope, mammographer. I'm sorry, I've been corrected, and I'm going to say, or mammotechnician.
Technologist.
Technologist. Yes. I'm sorry.
Allie, are you a nurse, or are you a mammographer or mammotechnologist?
I'm a mammographer. I also manage a couple medical imaging departments, but my true love is doing mammograms, And I will tell you that men used to do mammograms back way back. When you learned to do x-ray, that was part of it, learning how to do a mammogram. So many years ago, men did do mammograms. So I'm sure that must have been very strange. Hmm.
I wonder if Allie is going to be where I'm going to be at 10:45. And I love that she loves mammograms, but she's also mad that I was insulting. So she's going to do an extra squish.
She's going to squish you hard.
Yeah.
Never, never, never.
I'm sorry, Allie.
You must see, Allie. You must see. Because what Kelly said, I didn't even think about that. You plan your outfit for this because, you know, you must see a range of outfit decisions when people go for their mammograms.
We do. We also see a range of people coming back out after they are asked to put like their gown or their cape on. You tell them how to put it on, they also come out with it like totally different than what you told them.
Right. Backwards with their legs. Have you ever seen
upside down?
No, Allie, hold on a minute. Allie, have you ever in the mammogram office had someone put their feet through the armholes?
No, but I had someone come out with a laundry bag on instead of the cape. I'm
curious.
That's awesome.
That is great.
Man, I don't know how you're going to get to the lady parts because this thing just went over my whole head.
They're making you work for it.
Yeah.
It was really funny. I was trying not to laugh, but she was like, I'm not quite sure how to put this.
That's awesome.
Because you're like, it's a laundry bag.
It's a laundry bag.
Dummy.
That's yeah.
Oh, man. I'm doing it today, guys.
Oh,
do you guys dare me to put on the laundry bag? I'm doing it.
Oh, my God. Well, break the tension, you know?
I'm going to walk in with pants off.
And
my top's off.
Your pants off and the laundry bag over your head.
And I'll be like, well, I'm ready.
Right, I'm ready to go.
I'm glad you're planning your outfit, though, because some people wear like a one-piece dress or something, and they're not thinking about it in the morning, and they're like, oh, shoot, I didn't even realize they... And then they have to come out without, you know, they're just in their underwear because they didn't really,
right.
You know, and they feel bad. We don't care. We're just like, oh,
no, because you guys are awesome.
Whoops, yep.
You're amazing.
So there you go. Some good mammographer tips.
Oh, I love it. I love it.
Yeah.
You guys are the best, Allie.
You're the best. Thank you for what you do. I know you're saving lives every day.
Yes, you are.
You're welcome.
All right. We'll talk to you soon.
You guys are great, too. Thank you.
Oh, you're sweet.
Thanks,
thank you.
Thanks, Allie.
Bye-bye.
Have a good day.
You too. I will.
Bye.
Oh, my God, Kelly, you got to do it.
Oh, my God, I'm doing it.
You got to put the laundry bag on. So funny.
That's great.
That's so funny. I like how I asked a ridiculous question and she said, no, that's never happened. But we did have someone wear a laundry bag once. All right. Oh, and then, well, the next appointment we'll just mention, we'll talk about this as we get closer to it, is the colonoscopy.
Oh, she's coming right around the corner.
That's.
Wow.
You mean?
The colonoscopy, the test.
Oh, I thought you meant the camera.
The test. Oh, no.
Yeah. All right, around the corner.
Oh, God.
Get the snake.
Oh, my God, no! Yeah.
When is that?
6 weeks.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, hold on. We have that nurse on, too. How weird is that? Hello, it's Kelly's colonoscopy nurse.
I'm here to snake your drain.
Okay.
Get your snake away from my drain!
Oh, boy.